It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul inspiration from our brand new book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Christmas is in the Air. This is such a fun collection of stories, but filled with deeper meaning too. Like today's stories, which show us what really matters at Christmas time when you dig down deep. And it's not toys or the latest video game or money. Alicia Isaacson learned this one Christmas when she and her husband were having financial problems and were looking at a sparser Christmas than usual. December had been filled with hours of baking and holiday crafts, and they had hung lights and put up decorations, but they knew that Christmas morning was going to be a little different than usual. They'd cut back as much as possible, but they still couldn't fill their shopping carts with all the things they saw other families buying when they went shopping. Alicia says she didn't even attend Christmas parties she was invited to that year because she couldn't afford to buy the hostess gifts or the Secret Santa gifts that would have been expected. On Christmas Eve, Alicia and her husband read the kids 'Twas the Night Before Christmas and put them to bed, and then they heard a knock on the front door. Alicia says, "It was late and I was a little nervous as I opened the door. A thin layer of snow blanketed the ground. Tiny, delicate snowflakes were floating down and landing gently. The air was crisp and the moon shone down, illuminating the trees. The holiday lights created a colorful display. I didn't see anything right away, so I stepped out onto the porch. Leaning up against our car were two child-sized sleds. Alicia and her husband were in their pajamas and slippers, but he guided her to the top of the hill in their backyard, put one of the sleds down, and gestured for her to sit. When she didn't, he sat down and pulled her into his lap. And then they flew down the hill on that sled, laughing. This was like something out of a movie, because the next thing they heard was their neighbors singing Christmas carols, and then they saw their two children had gotten out of bed, seen what was going on, and pulled on boots and coats over their pajamas. They raced out to go sledding too. When they finished sledding, the family had hot chocolate and toast. And then the kids went back to bed, and Alicia and her husband were truly cheerful for the first time that holiday season. When the kids got up and saw the few gifts that were under the tree, they didn't care at all. They just wanted to go sledding again with their parents. Alicia's son hugged her and said, "This is the best Christmas ever." Alicia says, "My kids never needed gifts. They never complained about the gifts they received or the lack of gifts. All they wanted was for us to play together. When I gave them my time, they felt more loved than if I had lavished them with gifts. Since then, we have made it a tradition to go sledding every Christmas." Time with their parents and tradition, that's what Alicia's kids wanted. And Teresa Brandt learned the same thing when she was freshly divorced and tried to give up a family tradition that had included her ex-husband. For 13 years, she and her husband had picked out one Santa each holiday season and then displayed their growing collection each Christmas. Teresa didn't feel like carrying on the tradition without her husband. It felt like it was part of their marriage. But the kids saw it differently. It was part of their Christmases, and they wanted it to continue. When they got to the mall and Teresa said they couldn't afford to buy a new Santa this year, they offered to pay for it themselves. So Teresa bought them the little Santa they had chosen, and the boys were all smiles. Then, at home, they unpacked the whole collection of past Santas and put them on display as always. Teresa says, The next year, putting the Santas up was a lot easier. We had gone on vacation at the beach and we bought a beachy Santa in Florida to add to our collection. It was still a little sad to see all those Santas full of memories, but the boys refused to let the Santa tradition die. More than a decade later, the Santa collection keeps growing. The boys, who are now nearly grown, still fight over who gets to put the Santas on the shelf. Every year, we blare Christmas music, drink hot chocolate, and unwrap the Santas and the memories of all the Christmases past they represent. Finding your Christmas spirit is what we're all about this season with this new collection called Chicken Soup for the Soul, Christmas is in the Air. You can tell us your own story about how you either performed an act of kindness or received an act of kindness during the holidays. We're already collecting stories for our next Christmas book. Just go to chickensoup.com and click on Submit Your Story. You'll find a list of topics there along with story guidelines and the form you fill in to submit your story for one of our future books. We're collecting stories not only for our next Christmas book, but also for books about angels, cats, gratitude, elder care, and overcoming challenges in tough times. I'm Amy Newmark, and I want to thank you for listening to the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast today. Let your family and friends know about it if you're enjoying it. And if you have family members who are new to podcasts, show them how to get the podcast on their phones or computers. I'll be sharing a couple dozen stories from this Christmas book on the podcast. So subscribe to it if you want to get every episode delivered automatically to you. Come back next time to hear some inspiration for teens and their families from our new book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Think Positive for Teens. I'll be sharing 6 great tips from the book, ways to help kids navigate adolescence with a little more confidence and direction.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.